What's happening with the sickness.net? It's Coop. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's interview time. Took me a while, man, to catch up with this individual, but you know, we've been planning this for a minute, but I finally got him. And it's good you're here, man. What's going on with you, Tay?
What's up, family? You know, West Coast Mafia life, man, doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You ain't no stranger to the sickness. You always on it as far as you being on there personally talking to the feds and whatnot. You know, you one of the only artists that ain't never been ran up out of there.
Yeah, you know, I try to interact and keep it good and respectful, man.
We appreciate that too, man.
I got major love for the sickness, man, the whole family, man.
So you say you out on the road right now, you getting your show money right now.
Yeah, man. See, we're moving around a little bit. Me, Marvelous, and Sebo up here in Washington right now. Working on a couple of projects and tying some loose ends. You know? So, new and improved West Coast Mafia movement going on.
The OGs is back together.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to make a little something work. Can you give us some details of what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, we got a good energy and chemistry together, so, you know, I always feel good when I work with my original team. So, we got Marv out here. I'm in the making of trying to get a group album with me, Bo, and Marv. It's just time constraints because Bo still got a few regulations on how he move around and how much he could, you know, get out and work. So, we've been up here just finishing up a few singles, touching up. I did a comp, so I was, you know, getting them on some tracks with me. And, you know, just moving around, doing a few shows together. Me and Marvin just did a show together, and shoot, we damn near freestyled the whole show. It was fun. And I don't even freestyle. But, you know, caught me on a good night. But, yeah, we getting it back together, man, getting our promotional teams together and just working on the social networking, basically, social media.
Right, trying to get in touch with the fans online as well.
Yeah, definitely. That way we can reach out. You know, we starting to reach out to more people. You know, I got overseas people and, you know, artists from Africa contacting me. You know, different look than what we normally used to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm enjoying it.
Right. Man, yeah. Speaking of online, you recently released a project. One of the first, I guess, like your first type of time of releasing just a digital release only.
It was actually, you talking about my solo album, the one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like my third digital release, actually. A lot of people, I didn't, you know, I'm just really getting up to date with the promotions on, you know, the social media as far as promoting digital albums. Because, you know, we so used to pushing in the streets. But, yeah, I had a couple out before the drought season was digital. And also, I can't even remember the name of the older. I had an older solo album that I did. Oh, the EKT ETC back in 2010, I think. But, yeah, this one is actually, it's my first time doing my own independent thing. I got my own website, which is www.philitecapone.com. And, you know, since it's kind of, you know, on a political level, the rap thing, you know, the money wasn't coming in right. So I figured, you know, we might as well try to control it ourselves, you know, instead of letting the iTunes and, you know, when I feel somebody's not playing fair, I go do my own thing. That's how I get in. I'm just, you know, try again, man.
Right, and that brings me to my next question. You know, you was on sickness before, talking about, and you've also had incidents in the past that's been well documented. As you having problems with your distributors, you mentioned money wasn't when you felt money wasn't right and whatnot. Can you speak about, you know, for some of these artists who don't know, who trying to get these distribution deals and think, dang, I'm going to get this distribution deal and I'm going to blow up.
I see a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like the banana in the tailpipe to me. But, you know, because you know, if an artist ain't really got a budget or, you know, they don't have an investor, then, you know, it's going to be hard to push your project and your product, and they think that they could just go to a distributor and everything's going to be lovely, but it's not like that. It's no different than, you know, the NFL and NBA players. They go through the same thing with the politics of the business and, you know, who they're dealing with. So, you know, I mean, my whole career since I've been in the game, it's always been like that. So I just try to learn as I go along and learn from experience and create relationships with people that I, you know, feel that I could trust. A lot of times, as far as with the iTunes or different situations I've had, Rap Bays, and, you know, I felt like they weren't reporting all my sales to me. And I found out, you know, some of them will sell your projects overseas, and they don't even feel like they are obligated to tell you what's going on. So, you know, I take matters into my own hands when I can.
Yeah, you had an incident where you found out, like you said, like someone was selling your physical copy or something.
Man, I found out everything. You know what I mean? All kind of stuff, you know. You know, especially after the internet surge, kind of hard to control. You know, because there's people, I started noticing people was in France was, you know, uploading my music on YouTube and stuff like that, you know, so I had to check a couple things as far as, you know, copyright infringements. I had to take a couple, actually, I took like 10 albums off of iTunes because they weren't really trying to issue what I felt I deserved. And so I had ownership of my projects, and the companies that I actually put my projects out with didn't even exist anymore. So, you know, that, and then when you contact them, you're like, okay, well, who are you paying? Because you're not paying me. I need mine, and they didn't want to give me the information, so I just pulled my stuff, put it up on my own website for digital. You know, I'm my own iTunes.
So, not to cut you off, but so you saying that you have, you got albums, older albums, some of your catalog on digital, and these companies that you put these albums out, they folded. So was somebody actually getting paid, or was that money just accumulating?
Somebody's getting paid, that, you know, on certain situations, and like the Amazons, and, you know, I would be like, well, you know, my albums are selling the iTunes, my popularity's up, you know, all the way up. I'm like, okay, well, who's collecting this money if I'm not collecting it? And, you know, it's always been an issue in the rap game. Sometimes you got to track them down and find out. You know, I've hired lawyers, I've had a lot of things go on. You know, basically the personal knowledge is the best thing for me. So, you know, and over the years, thank God, I'm, you know, the person that I am, I don't have to deal with these distributors. I could go to a new distributor, or, you know, I have some options. But like for new artists, it's hard, and it's, you know, sometimes I feel for some of it. I know, just like people have to feel for me for some of the things I've been through in the music business. But you know, I feel for some of the younger artists that just get in the game and then they fall under the same category, and, you know, you really can't beat that system. They got a cold system. I mean, it's not even one person you can point the finger at, but it's a cold system going on as far as the sales with this music, because you never know. A distribution company could get, you know, a hold of your project and then sell it to another distributor overseas and don't even have to report that to you, and that's kind of what happened to me. I was getting reports. I'm not even going to put nobody on blast or nothing, because I ain't in a real malicious mood today. But, you know what I mean? you know, they get your project, and then they're sending you reports saying, oh, okay, this is what you sold. And, you know, it'd be a couple hundred dollars on your check. You know, me, myself, being the person I am, I told them to go wipe their ass with that check because I didn't believe them. I talked to another distributor, and he's like, okay, well, you know, why don't you double back with them and ask them, do they sell your project overseas? And when I did that, then all of a sudden I got all these other reports coming in that weren't being reported before. So, you know, I'm like, okay, they're not playing fair. So I had to do a little reconstruct a few of the things that I'm doing as far as, you know, my business.
Right.
You know, because we come from the streets. I was, back in the day, I loved to just go get that cash money. You know what I mean? But now, you know, as far as I have my own label and I'm planning on, you know, releasing my son and doing different, you know, like a family thing. So, I got to be on top of that. And, you know, just if I could give advice to these artists out here, don't trust everybody just because they tell you something that sounds good, you know. sometimes you got to do your research or talk to other artists who have already done business with them and see what they say about it.
Got it. So now that you're in control of your own destiny and everything, West Coast Mafia, C-Ball, are y'all getting back? Is Looney Corleone also included in this situation?
I mean, you asking me or from a group aspect?
From a group
from a group aspect, if we, you know, we did do an AWOL reunion album and it was suggested that, you know, we put Looney on everything. A couple times he didn't show up. So me personally, I got personal, I feel like if your heart gonna be in it, your heart gonna be in it. Don't just, you know, hop on the bandwagon and everything cool, you know, because some of us really out here be grinding and, you know, out here, and then others want to just come around and reap the benefits when it's good. I'm not gonna allow that. So, you know, it's a business situation with me. Me and Looney could do business, but, you know, kind of some of the personal then fell off a little bit because of decisions, you know, decisions made, or, you know, if I'm being a team player and someone else is being selfish, then I'm not really going to want you on my team if I got control of that team. So, you know, that's how it is. But, shout out to Looney. I wish him the best for his, you know, career and everything. I'm not trying to shut nothing down. If he came and really needed a favor, I'll be there for him. But, you know, that's not my focus because everybody's not on the same page.
Well, but back to you being your own boss right now, you've been working with West Coast Stone a lot lately. You've been handling majority, 99% of your production.
I'm feeling West Coast Stone. Like, you know, for me, I was trying to really focus on what, you know, the West Coast sound. Like, I feel like, okay, some West Coast artists can get out there and be known on a national scale, but what about the sound and the quality of our music? And I kind of wanted to base it on we got a certain sound on the West Coast that I don't feel could be duplicated. And, you know, West Coast Stone was one of the best producers for me to link up with, somebody who I could go make beats with from scratch and really feel, you know, my last solo album, I really felt it. I feel it in my heart because it's me. You know what I mean? That's how I like to get down. So instead of somebody sending me hella, you know, here goes some beats, just get on there. Nah, we came from scratch, picked the samples we wanted to use, sampled some music, replayed everything, took the samples out. You know, real music, and I feel it in my soul more. You know, it's like soul music to me.
So y'all working on a new project?
We did my album. Then we were like, man, you know, we got a good vibe with each other. Let's keep going. So then we did that project together called Salute the West. And we got Salute the West 1. It's available on iTunes right now, you know, for the fans or anybody that's interested. And then we got Salute the West 2, which is it's like a ladies cover, you know, more for the blue cover is for the streets, and then they got the other cover, it's a pinkish cover for the ladies, which the song is more related to, you know,
the females.
Women would like, yeah. We got a new video called Smoke My Blunt. That's one of the first singles. YouTube now circulating a little bit. Views been going up pretty fast too. So,
okay, Smoke My Bun on. When y'all released that?
We just released it like last week, but shoot, it got about 5,000 views. So, you know, we gonna keep pushing it. It's actually one of my favorite songs, and it relates to my life. So, you know, I had fun. We shot it in a dispensary, you know, up here in Washington, and you know, the weed is legal up here, so feel a little more comfortable doing what we do and pushing the line.
Man, you been in the game, what, over a decade now?
I've been in the game. I put my first actual project out on CD in 95.
That's Kingpins Only.
Kingpins Only, yes, sir.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out to my Fresno.
Classic. From then to now, What is the pros and cons, in your opinion, on the rap game, the change that's going on now compared to then?
Well, since, you know, we can't control the changes. I mean, back then it was more like, you know, the hunger was different because, like, you know, I'm trying to get in the game. I'm trying to be the best. You know, I want to do this. And actually, I feel like You know, if anybody knows me, they know I work a lot. I stay working on projects, and, you know, it pays off in certain ways. So some of the offers I get now, you know, I would never get, you know, even though, like, my skill level was the same for coming in the game, but you really got to put in the work. You know what I mean? You really got to put in the work. And, you know, now I have mixed feelings a lot of times because I got just so many people that want me to help them. Like, you know, put me on. But I'm like, you know, shit, I didn't get put on like that. You know what I mean? I got put on through working and, you know, through my really some street connections. That's how I got put on. But, you know, it's like I try to tell the younger cats, like, yeah, you know, I love to help you, but, you know, I also want you to respect and pay homage to what we've been through in the business if we're going to sit here and teach you something about this business. You know, or you know, sometimes you could do a song. Like, I get a lot of cats that they just want to get a verse from me and just do a song because they feel like, okay, well, I'm be on if I do this. But, you know, I don't really support that movement that much. I support it if you come do a song with me and then we build a relationship, an establishment, and, you know, keep pushing together. But, you know, I've been doing music all these years and did, you know, for so many verses for so many people, and I would say like 20% of it actually got released. Mm. You know, a lot of cats pay you for a verse, and they don't even know how to put out a project. So, you know, I try to tell people, man, get you an investor and get you a budget so, you know, you could do it right instead of just doing it. Anybody could do it. You know what I mean? Rapping is not hard. My kids rap. You know what I mean? But when you're looking at it from a business perspective, you know, you got to go into it the correct way and deal with the right people. Then, you know, now I'm older, I'll be trying to let some of the youngsters, you know what I mean, and so it's not so haywire in the game, you know what I mean, so they ain't got to be looking at me upside my face when I tell them what I tell them, because I'm telling them the truth, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, but they just don't want to accept it as that. For some reason, there's a million rappers, and they still thinking that, you know, I had to tell some of these young cats, like, okay, you know a million rappers, but name me one rapper that you know with $1 million. They got it from rapping. And they end up dumped. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not always like, just don't do it just because it's a follower thing and you think that's what's going to blow you up, because it's not like that. It takes a lot of work. Sometimes it's dangerous. You know what I mean? You got to get out here on the road. You got to go to hoods and have a spirit about yourself that people are going to accept and not reject. You know, so a lot of people used to love me because I go, you know, and I go to the Kansas cities and, like, take me to the hood, man. Take me to the block. Let me mingle with some people. And, you know, it helped with my fan base. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And them same fans still there. They're still solid. They're still, you know, whatever project I put out, they'll still support it because they know what to expect.
With the way the West Coast is going right now, you know, we got a bigger sound. I would say a bigger sound or different league of artists, Kendrick Lamar's, The Problems, Sage, the Gemini, I Am Sue, all of these young cats, you know, they put in a face that was, I guess, I wouldn't say forgotten, but, you know, we've been kind of blurred for a minute. Is feeling some of the new artists that's coming up right now?
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. I'm, you know, because, you know, even though I was born in Washington, D.C., but, you know, I'm a West Coaster at heart because I've been out in California so long, but. You know, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the younger generation for actually having some lyrical content. You know what I mean? And actually, you know, being that I grew up on the East Coast, I've always been real critical of a lot of artists because I feel like, okay, they're good. They make some good songs, but, you know, sometimes the skill set isn't there. But to see these youngsters, you know, the Kendrick Lamars, and I can actually support them because, you know, yeah, y'all really coming with something that, some substance that people could grip onto, so. When the West really is back, you know, it's not a false movement. It's real. You know what I mean? They actually grew up on the right patterns and learned how to perfect their style. So, you know, a person like me at my age, I could support it as an OG. No, because it's kind of hard. You know, sometimes it's hard for the older artists to get the respect of the younger artists because they feel like, okay, well, we got this, and, you know, y'all still doing this. Like me, I appreciate being able to stick to my script and still being a real enough person, you know, to get out there and mingle with the new crowd, too. So, you know, hopefully, you know, when the ball really bounces back to the West, we all can collab a little more and, you know, put it together.
I feel that. Stick to your roots
Always, man. Always. I do what I know, man. I never been much of a follower. I ain't got that kind of spirit, you know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, you know, I've been rapping since I was 7 years old, so I'm a rapper. I want to rap. I don't really let people guide how I rap.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Man, exactly. You know what I mean? At least, you know, I feel like at least, you know, my real fans respect what I do. You know what I mean? They're like, they not like, oh, he tried to go into the hyphy movement and sell like that, and now he's back. You know, that confuses people. I don't want to confuse nobody. Mm-hmm. I want them to know who I am. You know, just this is me. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to stick to. This is how I'm going to live and die.
Yes, sir. Man, yes, sir. You got the one and only online right now.
Right now, www.philandtakeupon.com. Go get a digital release. And if you want a physical CD, you can order it. If I'm not on the road, I can handle it. If I'm on the road, sometimes it might take a while, but that's how it goes.
Anything else that the fans need to know?
I stay promoting my projects. I'm currently working on a few projects. A couple compilations I'm working on. I'm doing a label compilation and then called Gorillafornia, and I'm doing another compilation called Golden State Warriors, which, I mean, I still got some slots for. You know, I kind of wanted to connect, you know, all the way from, you know, Northern California down to Southern California. But, you know, I just have been working with my circle. But, you know, they're good projects, solid projects, a lot of music from the Jacka, and, you know, on a mob tip. You know, some of my newer artists, but the Gorillafornia basically will be like promoting my newer situation as far as my label, my son. I'm starting to work with my son. His rap name is DC the Gamer, and a couple of my older artists that I dealt with Do Bad. I got a new artist from Mississippi called Sleepy Will that I'm working with. So, you know, just trying to promote, you know, give back. You know what I mean? A lot of my supporters and fans and even my friends, they've been real supportive of my movement. So when I can, I do what I could do to put them on and, you know, get them a little more exposure. And, you know, like I tell everybody, man, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready, because you might get caught on. And when it's time to shine, you got to be ready to shine. You know, all right. Philly Take Upon, West Coast Mafia's Finest, sickness.net. What's up, man?